You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me for Let's Get Moving. Today we are talking about how exercise affects our mental health. And with me is Mickey Eberhardt. She is the health and wellness contributor at Studio 5 at KSL. She's also a registered dietitian and a personal trainer. So let's get started here. We all know, you know, we get on the treadmill in the morning or we go for that morning walk, that it's good for us physically.
Right.
But let's talk about what happens to us emotionally, mentally, when we take that walk.
Well, there are quite a few things, Maria. And one of those things is we all know that we get these natural endorphins that get flowing, that just raise our spirits, that help us to be able to see things in a brighter light, kind of a thing. It's a new lens to see things from. And I think the other side of this, of how things help us improve, is it gives us a moment where we can kind of take our mind off of worries. You know, if I'm on the treadmill, let's say, and I can listen to music or watch a show or, you know, listen to a book, my mind gets drawn away from maybe the things that I'm really worried about in the day-to-day. Another thing that can be helpful when it comes to our mental health combined with the benefits that we see in our mental health would be, you know, more confidence that you gain from being able to do something that's maybe hard and achieving that. There's a level of confidence that comes there. And then one of the other things I think about, too, is finding an outlet of how we can cope with things in a healthier way. You know, if we have debilitating stress and anxiety and depression and other things that we may be struggling with, while exercise isn't the cure-all, I do think it can be a helpful coping mechanism for, you know, instead of turning to things that may be detrimental to our health, right?
Right. Also, one of the other things that I've thought of as I've started working out more and more, trying to get fit for summer, trying just to improve my health, is that I'm sleeping a lot better.
This is an amazing result of even minimal exercise. And there's so many fun studies that back this up, that even just 20 to 30 minutes, it doesn't even have to be all combined together, Maria. It could be 10 little snippets here or there, that can significantly improve sleep overall. Not only does it help us sleep better, but it often helps us get to sleep faster.
I think it's so important to note that it doesn't have to be an hour-long workout. A lot of us don't enjoy working out. Let's face it.
Right,
we don't.
Right. I often say sometimes we have to be Nike and just do it, right? We have this knowledge that it's what we should do, but how do we put it into practice so that it's what we are doing? And so often we think all or nothing. Like I either have to change my clothes, get sweaty, go to a gym to be able for it to be able to count. And the reality is that is not true. I always say to, you know, clients and other people, you don't even have to get sweaty. You know, you could take that 10 minutes that you're sitting there waiting at a carpool lane or, you know, in between a kid's sports game or whatever it may be, and take laps around a field, around the grass, around the building. It counts. You will reap the mental benefits and the sleep benefits from even just that.
Talk about the differences between exercising inside on the treadmill and going for that walk outside, and what a difference maybe being outside can make.
Yes, being outdoors has a different effect when the weather's lovely, right? And which we're kind of getting into. And I think it's interesting, where we are in Utah, we always have to have a plan B. So if your plan A is always that you prefer to be outdoors, there's going to be a lot of times that you're going to have a wrench thrown in your plan with different weather that we have here. And so I think it's important to have both as options, because the movement is the important part. But being outside, even just, you know, this week as the weather has turned lovely, you feel it. You just feel how good that sunlight on you and the warm temperatures and the lighter evenings make you physically feel. So there's something about getting out there and getting that vitamin D that helps with our circadian rhythms. There's a lot of science behind it, but the reality is, if you are one of those people that the treadmill just isn't anything that excites you or motivates you, try getting outside.
Mm-hmm. Let's break it down just a little bit for those folks that maybe just keep thinking they're going to start, and every Monday morning they think, oh, yeah, I'm tired today, or I'd rather do this extra thing that I have still needs doing. What in your mind is the best way to really get started on just moving more, not maybe a full exercise plan, but just getting started?
So I like to look at this, Maria, as a nudge. You know, like if we think big, like, okay, I need to run a marathon. That's my goal. And I don't even run, I'm going to fail. It's too big. It's too much. And sometimes we think every Monday, okay, now I'm going to work out. Okay, now I'm going to have this set program in place. But the reality is, one thing to think about is, how can I incorporate more movement during my day than I normally do? If I'm starting at just not very much to begin with, can I use the bathroom upstairs instead of the one downstairs? Can I go, you know, park in the back corner of the parking lot everywhere I go and walk on in? Just adding those little bits can be helpful.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
And then we can get to a spot where walking is a beautiful thing, right? Get out there with a dog, with a podcast in your ear, with a book to listen to. Enjoy the sunshine and just move. Once we have that just as a baseline, then you can start that nudge a little more. Like, how do I push it just a little bit more than what I'm currently doing? Because we have any movement is beneficial. And I want to always be clear with that, whether it's indoors, outdoors, a little bit, a lot of it, any movement is going to be beneficial. And so then it comes down to how much you're willing to carve out in your day to put towards it. But we know we should do these things, like I said. Putting it into practice is the part where we have to kind of break down our own barriers there. So if it means just, I'm going to try and get in a little bit more activity today than what I did yesterday, great.
Once you feel that nudge, how important is it to have a set time of day when you're actually doing that physical thing, whatever it is?
I think this is really important to success. And it doesn't have to be the exact same time, but I think having a plan is really important. And I would probably call myself a professional exerciser for the reason that I have done probably every kind of exercise that is out there over the course of my life. And I have done early mornings, and I have done evenings, and I have done middle of the days, and I have done the whole part of it. And one of the things that I think has helped me be successful in that, Maria, is every Sunday I look at my week and look at where work commitments fit in, where family commitments fit in, where the evenings are going to be busy or not busy, depending on what's going on with my kids. And I pencil in where that exercise is going to take place. Does it need to be early morning this morning? Okay, I'm going to do that. I know for myself, I can't do three early mornings in a row. I can't do that. And so I'll do an early morning here. And oh, this day I could do mid-morning. Oh, this day I'm going to have to do it here. And then I keep that appointment to myself like I would a work commitment or anything else. And I know that when I do that, I am more productive in my work life. I have a little more patience with my family. And so it's worth the effort, in my opinion, to find the time that works for you. there's a lot of interesting studies out there that will say the morning is best, the afternoon is best. In fact, that was one that just came out, that the afternoon is the best time. Whatever works for you to be consistent, is the best time.
It is so hard for women especially to carve out time for themselves.
It is.
Family needs so much.
Yes. And we're so willing to give up whatever we're giving to ourselves and sacrifice that for somebody else. And I would challenge that, because I think taking that time for yourself, especially with movement, will come back tenfold. One of the things that I started doing in the past probably 6-7 years is I added in yoga to my movement. And I originally added it in because I hurt. I was getting older and my joints were hurting. And I just thought, I need to work on my flexibility. I need to work on my range of motion with things. And I thought, I'm gonna give yoga a whirl. And while it definitely helped with those things, what I didn't recognize is how impactful the mental benefit of it was. And so when I look at a yoga class now, I look at, oh gosh, I'm going to feel really good when it's over because I've stretched and lengthened and worked on things that may normally hurt. And also, I'm going to be able to quiet my mind. I'm going to be able to set a good intention of how I want to show up for my family, for my work clients. And taking that time for me has magnified that ability to be better in other areas of my life, that I will always continue to do it.
Any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think when it comes to consistency, we don't want to think black or white. So we don't want to think I'm either doing it, like I was compared to a switch. I'm either on, exercising regularly, have this plan, I know exactly what I'm doing, or I'm off. I'll start again Monday, at the beginning of the next month, New Year's, we kind of just let it go. I like to encourage people to think they're a dimmer. And you may be shining brighter, and you may be able to fit things in better than other times, but don't ever turn it off. If I can just find that time to take a few more stairs and do some push-ups on the counter while water is boiling, or if I can think of ways that I can continue to nudge myself to work a little bit harder in getting that movement in, it will always be beneficial.
The first step is the hardest.
The first step is the hardest. And that's where I go back to Nike. Sometimes we just have to do it. If we wait around thinking, I'm going to wake up today so excited to go and work out, it's the bet, it's not going to come. Sometimes we have to act first, and then motivation comes. And that's where inviting a friend to join you. That's where maybe if it is the treadmill, I only watch a favorite show when I'm on the treadmill. I only listen to this favorite podcast when I'm on the treadmill. So there's something that is positive that's enticing you to come back and to do it again and to get started.
So if someone wants to get started today, just moving a little bit more, what would be your best advice?
Put on some good shoes, find some good music that you like, and just head out your door.
How can people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram at Nutrition by Mickey, M-I-K-I.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.